Greetings from Earth, and welcome to the Creative Cosmos. I'm your host, Christopher Moores. Broadcasting live tonight from Paradise, California.
Greetings from Earth. In fact, greetings from Paradise, California. Yes, the Creative Cosmos has traveled for 3 days cross country, and we've made it here. I have Amy Butson with us tonight. She made the journey with me, and our four cats, and we have some ups, we have some downs, we have some all arounds, but it was a all around amazing trip and growing experience. And you're listening to the Creative Cosmos Radio Show. And this is Christopher Moores. And this is Amy Butson.
Hey there. Thanks, Chris, for having me.
No, yeah. My pleasure, of course. We had quite a trip, didn't we?
It was quite a trip, yeah.
For those of you who haven't heard, we, Creative Cosmos headquarters, used to be in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And if you were to do a map quest from Minneapolis to Paradise, California, you'd see that it takes about 1,991 miles. Just about 2,000
miles.
So, yes. And you really experience a lot going across the country. See a lot.
Yeah. Well, I guess, first of all, I'd like to just say hey to our friends in Minneapolis that hopefully are tuning in. We really didn't have a chance to call anyone from the road. We had planned on calling some people from the road, letting them know we were all right and how we were doing. And just to kind of, I'll set the scene a little bit for you.
Yeah.
Being in the truck, we had this 22-foot truck, and behind the truck we had a tow dolly. We were towing my car 2,000 miles cross country to California. And trucks, you know, when it's a diesel truck, big engine, so you're in there, it's fairly loud. We had planned on calling some people, so if we didn't call you, that's why. We tried calling some people. It was pretty loud.
Tune into the site creativecosmos.org for updates. We'll be updating a few things, email addresses, and the show is going to now be on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 o'clock Pacific starting July 3rd. And I'm going to break it up into a little different feel on each day. Monday is going to be the Transcendence World Movement Day. And Wednesday might be more of a speaking and music day. And Friday might be more of an interview day. So stay tuned for updates on that.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool idea, and I think that would be nice. And I like your 3-day setup and doing a little something different each day, a little different focus each day, but still keeping it revolving around the Creative Cosmos.
Yeah, well, as with anything, the work goes on and change continues and growth continues, and moving from Minneapolis to California is a big change, so it's a great time to change things up, and I feel good about the direction things are heading in.
Yeah, I agree. So,
yeah, going across country, you discover a lot of things that you may have heard about before. In fact, we had some, well, first of all, when you look at a map quest and you look at a map of the country, you don't really get the idea about the mountains. You know, that was the thing that impressed me the most, is not just the look of the mountains, but just how many mountains there are on the way out west.
Oh, yes, especially when you're driving a truck and you know, you go up, and, you know, a friend of ours had told us about these inclines going up the mountains, and we thought, all right, you know, we'll make it, but really, they are inclines, and, you know, and the truck slows way down, and we're climbing, and you get to the peak, to the summit of these passes, and then you just look, and there's mountain after mountain after mountain. You just, And you just go, wow, it's amazing. It's gorgeous. It is so beautiful. It's stunning and a bit overwhelming.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, the microphone's going a little goofy there. We caught almost everything there. Can you move the cord a little bit?
Nope.
There you go.
There you go.
Okay.
Oh, there
you go. Oh, I'm back. BBS Radio Studios. Testing the mics, testing the headphones, getting a new layout on here.
Yeah.
Just enjoying the day and wanting to share the good feelings with you out there, the listener, and thank you for supporting the show and supporting the work of Creative Cosmos and BBS Radio. It's really a pleasure to be here and be of service to the highest information and truth possible, and it's going to be great to be in the studios, help the guys out. As all you guys out there, listeners of all sorts know, Don and Doug have been working around the clock, and Amy and I are here now. We're going to help take some of the workload off, but you know, it's just going to keep getting bigger and bigger, so we're probably all going to just be working harder and making it bigger and creating new ideas. We're already creating new ideas, and the feeling of energy on this property too in Paradise, California. Just, you know, maybe it's the fact it's just a sunny and beautiful day and nature's in full bloom, and just, I'm not on the road anymore. I'm relaxing. Yeah. So, and we're in the presence of the great Douglas Newsom, and just radiates energy. Just got off of putting all the new archives up, so
yeah, thanks. Thank you, Doug.
Yeah, so all you BBS Radio fans out there, you got weeks worth of new material to sort through and listen through, and I can tell you the show's been sounding great lately. So
a month's worth.
Yeah, a month and wow. Up to 6 weeks worth of shows that are up there now, so that's really cool for those of you enjoy. I know many people like to catch the archives because maybe they're not they won't happen to be around when their favorite show's on, but all kinds of cool things to check out too. And yeah, I like to sometimes put on a show just when I'm surfing the internet too.
Cool. Maybe you should give your new show times again.
Okay. Yeah, the Creative Cosmos radio show starting first week of July is now going to be at 3:00 Pacific time. And I used to refer to some things in Central Time, but now that we're situated out here in California, we're going to stick with the Pacific Time. So 3:00 Pacific Time, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We're going to come up with all new crazy ideas. We're going to build a recording studio here, too. We're in a show studio, and we'll be able to do all sorts of things with sound that we haven't quite had the time or opportunity to do yet.
Yeah, that's right. We're, you know, looking for some new music, looking for some ways to, you know, show off new talent and share new music. And so I believe Doug is currently working on that, collecting music. I know Chris is going to be working with him on that and getting new music out there, possibly doing a show about that.
Yeah, well, he will definitely work it in there because that's one of the great things that's happening these days in the artistic world is the internet's just making it so each individual artist and musician can share their creation with the world, and we can all grow from that sharing, and it's just an amazing thing. It cuts out, like, the money factor and the middleman, and just cuts it right down to pure art, pure intention, and that's what we love.
And when you're not listening to the radio shows, that you may or may not have noticed, when the shows aren't actually on, there is music playing. That BBS radio is going.
24 hours, yeah.
Sometimes we get up in the morning and there's no shows on yet. We just turn on the music rather than, you know, instead of turning on the TV, just turn on BBS
Switch
radio.
Switch on BBS, yeah. Anytime or when you're hanging around in the evening and you want to check out some cool tunes. I mean, that was one thing we noticed because we've been listening to BBS and all the different tunes. And then when we were traveling out west, we just had a AM/FM radio, and we had to hear just the same old tunes that we heard a million times. And, you know, we were kind of in a traveling festive mood, so we were digging it. But, you know, we definitely noticed it's like, oh, yeah, those tunes.
It is, yep. Same old songs. I mean, you've all heard them on the, you know, best of 70s, 80s.
It even makes you wonder what they're trying to do with that, you know, because after a while, you know, something initially is sweet, then after a while it kind of dolls, and then after a while, it becomes a form of oppression. It's like, dang, man, you know, there's so much new and wonderful stuff. How come it's not being played on the airwaves? Well, it is being played on the airwaves, on the new airwaves, on the internet radio station, BBS Radio. So there you go, music. We'll be bringing up lots more of it. It's a big part of what we do because it activates your energies. It when you listen to music that's coming from a pure intent, it awakens something in you and can uplift your mood or open new possibilities for you. Mm-hmm. So, going down to... we'll tell you a little bit about our journey in a few stages here. We went down to Nebraska from Minneapolis the first night to see our friend, folk singer Jason Foss, who's been on the show. And I believe those are one of... His archive is now up. If you go to the creativecosmos.org site, just before the show, I did a quick update and added the archives that Doug put up. So the show with Jason Foss is on. We got a private audience of some of his new tunes and enjoyed that very much.
Oh, that was amazing. It was so great hearing him play.
Yeah, there's a link to his MySpace site off of creativecosmos.org as well. Check out his tunes. We're going to be working them in the BBS rotation, and he's got a new album coming up real soon, so it was a blast to see him. And
yeah, it was nice. You know, we had a sneak preview of his artwork. He's working on his cover art right now for his self-titled album, Jason Foss.
Yeah, so look for that, and things to come. We'll probably have him on the show again, and we'll definitely be playing his music again. So, good times. Yeah. And then... we really headed out west day two. We went from Lincoln, Nebraska to Salt Lake City, Utah.
Yeah, that was the long day. You know, and when we planned it, we knew it would be long. It was almost, you know, just shy of 900 miles, which is quite a trip and quite a change in landscape. You know, going from Nebraska, where it started out, you know, fairly flat and getting to the foothills.
Yeah, the sky's starting to open up and a lot of fields. I think the first thing I discovered on the trip was towards the western edge of Nebraska. I was looking out over the fields and I was seeing the wind whip through the farms and I was like, oh, what are those waves? What are those waves going to... Look, you can see how the waves are going right across the grain. And Amy was like, you mean the amber waves of grain?
Yeah, you know, I've been to Colorado before, and there's the mountain where you go up and you stand on the summit, and there's a, you know, little tribute to the tune America the Beautiful, and that was, you know, supposedly the inspirational place where, you know, this person was looking out across land and seeing all these amazing sights and was inspired to write that poem, which became the song America the Beautiful.
Yeah, and then after that we were taking note of each phenomenon of that sort, and we're kind of like high-fiving after each one. I saw
a dust devil
after that. I was pretty impressed by that. And then a little bit later when we were going through the Utah desert, Amy saw a mirage.
Oh yeah, we looked out and it literally did look like water. It looked like tons of water way out in the distance, and I looked at Chris and I was like, that can't be water. That's not water, is it?
Yeah, we were like, it's a mirage. Mirage. Yeah, and it's such an interesting trip to see the country that way. You know, for those of you who live in the East or in the Midwest, you know, I definitely encourage just cruising out west because it, you know, even though it is the same country and, you know, we all think of ourselves as connected together in America, like living the same kind of life. But, you know, it's really different in different places of the country.
It is really different. And that's, I think, something that really struck me, especially going when we went through Nevada. And, you know, a lot of the West, actually, how there's so much land. There's just so much open space. And coming from Minneapolis where, you know, we were living right in the city and tons of people packed in and crowded, and to just see all this wide open space, and it really kind of opened me, opened me up somewhat.
Yeah, it makes you kind of wonder, too. You know, like, it reminds you that the West is fairly new. That it hasn't been tame for that long. And you can see signs of it every once in a while. And, you know, there's plenty of room for people out there. They should definitely, more people should head out West, I think.
Yeah, it's rugged in a way, kind of. It makes me wonder what the experience of those people is, you know, growing up versus what mine was, you know, being in a city. And it's got to be different. The things that you deal with, the challenges that you face.
Yeah, whole different world, you know, even though it's the same country, when you go to different geographical reasons, it's like, you know, different, kind of a different country, a different culture, a different lifestyle. And, you know, that's how you live and learn and grow and just experience all that life has to offer. You just keep moving, you know. It's such a thrill to embark upon a journey such as this. And, you know, I could just feel the pull to come out and work on the radio, and felt that the pathway was paved with gold, you know, just kind of metaphysically speaking. I could envision that we were going to have clear sailing, although we did reach have a little occurrence that was this is a good way to consider how a meditator deals with a life experience.
Are we talking about Salt Lake City?
Yeah,
Salt Lake City. We, you know, I drove through the mountains into Salt Lake City at somewhere around between midnight and 1 a.m., you know,
yeah,
pitch black.
Something else.
Road construction, one lane, switchbacks, you know, and down the side of the mountain.
If there was anything that was harsh about the trip, it was that there was so much road construction. And it wasn't just like tame road construction. You'd be thrown off on some strange tangent with a real narrow lane, and we're hauling the big truck, the big rig, and to get to be nightfall, and the wailing curves through the mountains, and running uphill, running downhill, semis blowing around you. It's quite a phenomenon.
So we get to Salt Lake City, we find our hotel, we get checked in, safe, we made it, park the truck, you know, finally get some rest, feeling really good. We, you know, woke up in the morning, we had one day left, we could feel it, we were practically here, and go out to throw some stuff in the truck, get it ready for the kitties, and Chris...
Which we had four cats with us, the way, the whole time, in the cab of the truck, and we successfully negotiated it.
Yeah, you know, people that we talked about were fairly concerned about that, but it actually turned out there was a lot of space under the seat, and they, you know, two cats slept under the seat. Taco was in his carrier, and the baby kit, she sat up on top of Taco's carrier, and it was fine, you know. We just had to really keep an eye on them coming in and out of the truck, but it really wasn't.
They
really
should get used to the routine after a while.
Yeah.
So we were one big happy family careening west.
We were all together. I think that's what was important. We were all there together.
Yeah, and that's a good theme for what the whole reason we came out here too. We're all working together for the same purposes, and that's what brought us out here. You know, just the goodness of the work and the sincereness of the intent, and just how there's nothing in the way between you and me, myself and the listener. You know, I can say anything, and I meditate all the time, and what the best thing I can express on air is I'm always thinking of the listener, or the reader when I'm writing, or the observer when I'm creating an artwork, and I'm always digging as deep as I can and searching for how can I say even more, or how can I find an even more intricate and clear expression of how I feel the divine moves me. And that's what the creative cosmos is an expression of creativity that can take any form at all. You know, I really believe that the old ways of just being one particular angle, where you're just a musician of a certain type, or you're just an artist of one, you know, see, that's history. That's how history evolved. But we're moving into a new era where we're opening up our energies and tuning in on deeper and more profound levels to where we just become creators. We become in tune with creativity itself and whatever means creativity has at its disposal through us. We will become the paintbrush to godlike expressions of wisdom if we serve the highest intent.
He goes into these streams and then he looks at me to say something. And yeah, wow. Yep. But that's why it's his radio show.
And I'm looking out even now over the porch and seeing the sun coming down upon the trees and just all kinds of beauty all around. And it creates a very peaceful mindset and a very wonderful environment to take off in the radio world, you know, because it is really a form of astral projection. That's why it's such a great means for these metaphysical matters and for uncovering the truth that goes beyond the body and beyond the mind and goes to an awakened heart and a sharpened intellect and a precise awareness and perception and presence of mind, of where you are there in the body and able to encounter what happens. Oh, and then so that brings us to the incident we had.
I was going to interject in a second. Let me kind of finish that up. Because, you know, when you're talking about that quiet mindset and open heart, you know, and the thing is, you know, you can do that in quiet moments. You can do that in meditation, but the real test is, you know, is real life when we're in this, you know, we're on the road, we're in the situation dealing with the mountains and, you know, long days and whatnot. So anyway, taking you back to Salt Lake City, we get up, we're throwing our stuff in the truck, and Chris walks back to the car and he just says, oh my gosh, you gotta come see this. And I'm thinking, oh no, what happened? You know, did the car come off the tow dolly? Whatever. We go back there, and apparently, someone, after all of that through the mountains, getting there safely, someone had hit our car and hit the tow dolly overnight.
Messed it all up. Yeah.
And unfortunately, left the. And so our tow dolly was. Bent in. I don't want to say half, but it was definitely bent and was
too far to go.
No longer going to be able.
You know,
to
back
pull
when
the car,
I was a younger man, I used to maybe do crazy things like try to make a trailer like that work. But you know, safety is an important thing, especially when you're traveling on the highway. It's hard enough when things are working right that you don't want to mess with your safety, no matter what it is, you know. So we immediately made the evaluation that we were going to have to get a new trailer.
Yeah. So this was, you know, this was our test. This was our moment of, you know.
Yeah, we could have let it go down, but instead we just had a nice afternoon.
We did. Called up the truck company, and we really got to hand it to Penske because they were really, the whole thing from beginning, you know, and, well, I guess we're not done yet. We haven't returned the truck yet. We still need to unload, but, you know,
so far, so good.
Called them up, and they said, well, we'll see what we can do. We'll call you back in 10 minutes, and they did. They called back 10 minutes and said, well, we got a tow truck. Someone's going to bring you a new tow dolly. They'll be there in an hour and a half, and actually, they were there within 45 minutes. Put the new tow dolly on, and we were back on the road.
Yeah, so we did ship out day 3 from Salt Lake City as planned.
As planned. A little late, you know, we started a little late, but not too bad.
Yeah, so we just had a nice relaxing week. It was kind of nice to slow down a little bit, and so we also took it as a, you know, the universe sometimes gives you a little incident like that to just kind of slow down, maybe, or like Amy said earlier, gives you a chance to ground, you know. You could get upset and really spoil your day, or you can just kind of use it as an opportunity to center yourself. And see, that's the whole work of being a meditator and being a monk and truly being on the path, you know. It isn't just about reading this or that or the other thing or, you know, professing some kind of belief, but it's a true practice that goes on day by day, moment to moment. And like Amy said, it's those moments where you really do have something to deal with that really do get your attention, which make all the difference.
Yeah, and then, you know, you have a chance, an opportunity to decide, you know, what are you going to put out into the world? Because, you know, after that happened, we were like, well, we'll go back in the hotel and, you know, decided to give Don a call, let him know what was going on, how we were doing, whether or not we would arrive that night. And we kind of, you know, you have to make a decision, you know, do you go and say, oh, this terrible thing happened, or, you know, or do you say, well, you know what, this happened, but it's cool, we're okay, we're safe, we're good, it's taken care of, it's not that big of a deal.
So yeah.
You have an opportunity to, you know, everything that, all the energy that comes into you, you can be the transformer. Take that energy, transform it, and decide what you want to put back out into the world.
Yeah, so within an hour, we were cruising on the road and feeling great. And that was some of the best part of the trip right there. And I truly thank God, and I thanked those who shared in making it possible, you know, the various masters, Osho. I remember thinking to myself, I hadn't ever read his material in the first place or become familiar with his way. I might not have ever realized that life could truly be that good, where you can just cruise on the open highway, just have beautiful scenery, you know, groove to the tunes and just kick back with people you love and just cruise across the surface of the planet. It was an amazing experience because, you know, whenever you're cruising down the road like that, you got to remember it's no different than when you see like a lunar rover cruising across the moon, or the rover that's cruising across Mars taking pictures right now. You know, you're in an automobile cruising across your planet. And if it's someplace you haven't seen yet, it's every bit as much of a wondrous discovery if you can approach it that way.
Oh, yeah, I think, you know, we noticed how people were different in different places, and I particularly noticed it when we were in Salt Lake City. You know, the hotel was, we were surrounded by mountains. I mean, it was beautiful, but I noticed that everyone I talked to at the hotel was so grounded and calm, and I wondered if it was the mountain grounding them.
Yeah,
I said that to Chris.
Mountains are definitely a powerful conduit of energy. Hey, Doug, is that the phone line? Someone calling in? Or is it one of Don's lines?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Okay. Well, I think you could call in if you wanted. Give you the number once if you want to say hello. 877-876-5227. Various phones in the office. We got to learn to discern the Don ring, the Doug ring, the BBS radio call and line ring, and now I'm going to have a ring-a-ding-dinger as well.
That's right. Yeah, you got your desk set up and pretty quick there. Chris already has his, you know, we've only been here a couple hours. We woke up this morning, you know, got in really late, and then woke up this morning, and Chris already has his computer set up and his desk set up.
Yeah, updated the site.
Rolling, updated the site. Personally, I took a nap. You know?
Yeah,
I was pretty tired from driving. I did quite a bit of the driving yesterday.
Yeah, it takes a little while for you, the rest of you, to catch up with yourself after you cruise so far like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, for those of you who haven't done that winding driving through the mountains, it's quite an experience. I bet it's different in a sports car than it is in a 22-foot truck hauling a car behind it.
Yeah. You know, that trip, I mean, it was great. Even with this huge truck and towing a car, it was great. But, you know, I was just thinking of the national parks. We passed a lot of national parks on our way. And I've got a cousin that really promotes the national parks and is making a point of traveling all over the country, visiting different ones and checking them out.
Yeah.
This country has a lot to offer, and I think this trip has really kind of opened my heart up to America. Has really given me a new idea or a new perspective on what is America. When you're in a city, you know, particularly where we were living, where you get kind of caught up in the day-to-day of city life, and you kind of lose track of what's going on outside of that realm. And this trip has really just kind of brought that back to me, opened me back up.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I want to share another thing I noticed on a psychic level, just cruising out west. When you see the trees all spotted across the landscape, I saw on the astral plane superimposed over some of the trees scenes from the land's past. Like I saw some of the more prehistoric animals in the tree formations. It's almost like an echo. Or I saw a number of trees and I would point out to Amy, oh, there's a family of buffalo. And you could just feel the echo of the spirit of the past in the land itself as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had... Chris and I talked about a past life going west. Chris remembers him and I traveling west before in the past.
Yeah, we got in pieces and then finally put the whole thing together that I realized that just another bit of interesting karma involved with the trip out west that I think Amy and I had in a past life cruised out in a wagon, maybe in the late 1800s.
Covered wagon, yeah.
Heading out west for, you know, who knows? It might have been part of the gold rush, or it might have just been getting away from something.
Seeking fortune.
Yeah, that sounds about right, way to put it. And we went out that way, and we didn't make it.
We didn't make it.
We got killed.
Yeah, we did. Chris told me some interesting things, you know, about myself back then, and how at the time, I was a woman at the time and wearing all the traditional clothing or whatever, which may not have been the best thing for the trip, and he tried to convince me that I should just wear more practical clothing that no one would see me, and I insisted on wearing these dresses.
That's funny. And, you know, like we even considered that maybe where our trailer broke down might have been signifying where we broke down in a past life and didn't quite make it.
Yeah, that was the point at which we pushed on through.
Yeah.
You want to tell them how it was that we we got killed?
In the past life? Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, go for it.
I don't know. We just... I think maybe one of the wheels broke down and we were making some noise or something.
I think what you said was that we were supposed to be quiet and I sneezed.
Got the attention of
drew attention
some
and
that might
shot.
Have...
what can I say? Well, you know what? I made up for it this trip.
Yeah,
I did quite a bit long ways.
My driving ability is slowly ebbing as I'm getting more and more involved with my work and my energies. And I don't know. It's good that you drove, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, my pleasure.
I did a little bit of driving myself here and there. Sometimes good, sometimes a little shaky.
I appreciate you taking over from time to time. That was nice. Give me a little rest.
So, you know, it's an interesting comment, too, you know, as we're talking and telling you about this. It occurs to me just to share just how we've worked out in our relationship, how to help each other through things like, you know, the stresses in a trip and like when the trailer breaks down, you know, we remind each other of how to look at it, of a good way to look at it, a healthy way to look at it, and we continue our practice. You know, I truly believe that if you're in a relationship and you're not a work in progress, that you're going to really have troubles. That if you hold a fixed idea and you play roles with each other, then you're really kind of boxing each other in to a limited set of possibilities, you know. But if you really have a freedom and an openness and an understanding of where you're trying to help each other cultivate awareness and make the most of life, just enjoy life, you know, the goal is to get the most out of life, and in a relationship you should not feel bound or limited. You should feel like you're sharing in trying to help, just if anything, help the other find more freedom and more possibilities for themselves, so that there's more to share and more influx of energies. And yeah, it's a really good point that you help each other out. That's part of the practice, is reminding each other.
Test. Okay. Oh, we lost the mic there for a second. You know, just as individuals change, people change. We're not the same person today as we were yesterday. We continue to grow, of course, you know. Relationships would continue to grow.
Yeah.
We were actually talking about this on the road, not just, you know, everything changing and thinking about, this trip, thinking about the continents. And while we are on the road, we had heard that there was an earthquake in San Francisco, I believe, and, you know, how the planet is changing, and people talk about, you know, California's going to break off and fall into the ocean, and how people used to be able to walk from Russia to Alaska and things like that. I mean, everything is changing. We're changing as individuals. The planet is changing on a large scale. That's life. That's what life is.
And that's, another name for those of you Lao Tzu lovers out there. That's the Tao, you know, or the I Ching.
And so to part of the relationship is tuning into those changes, those, you know, cycles of change.
And helping each other change. not to get blocked and not to hold feelings in, you know, to also realize that when you're taking a 3-day trip, you know, this is something for spiritual people to consider out there, you know, like we sometimes impress upon ourselves that we always have to be happy and always, you know, we always bring in the light and talk about love and, you know, which is what we do, you know, but we also have to give ourselves the humanity, you know, that if we're dealing with a zillion things over many weeks and taking enormous trips and using lots of energy and lots of strength and willpower, that, you know, once in a while you might get irritable or you might get a little out of whack, and, you know, that's okay. You got to give each other that space and not be unrealistic in your expectations, because then your spirituality is just becoming another more subtle, really complicated set of rules that you impose upon yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
So you have to always bring it back to the human level, and you know, if you're on the path and you're being sincere and you're expressing yourself, you know, you got to make room for everything, because if you hold things in, that's how blockages occur, and that's how the divide between people in a relationship really begins to open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I tend to, at the end of each day, I always reflect on my day and, you know, consider any challenges that came up and how I handled them, and, you know, if anything significant happened. And, you know, and so Chris and I both kind of do that. And so it was nice, you know, we got to the hotel and just, you know, reflected on the challenges of the day and then how did we handle it. And, you know, and there were definitely some tense moments, and some of that you just have to express and then let go, and it's okay to express that, you know, that it's okay.
Yeah, and going through this experience and going through such a big journey, and, you know, we had to truly work together very hard to make this happen, to pull this off. You know, it took every bit of strength and attention that both of us had over many weeks and months to pull this off.
Yeah, I mean, I look back on, what day it was. I think it was, you know, maybe Friday or Saturday. I think it was maybe Saturday before we left. And, you know, our house is for sale, and we were getting some new carpet installed on Monday, you know, which was this past Monday. And, you know, discovered that, well, if we tore the carpet out ourselves, that would save, you know, quite a bit of money. And so we decided we were going to do that. And that's really not that big a deal. But then I found out that we needed to, you know, rip out the quarter round base, and which is hadn't been replaced, and so it was, you know, a bigger thing. And we were just, I remember at the end of one day reflecting and just saying to Chris, oh my gosh, you know, there's so much to do. Are we going to make it? And we just kind of sat down and we came up with a critical path of everything we needed to get done, and found a way that to make it work and make it flow, but to also to do it at a pace that wasn't going to kill us.
Yeah, that's always a big thing I try to protect for myself, and I also remind other people to do, you know. Even if you got a lot of things to attend to or a lot of things on your agenda, that doesn't mean you have to shift your center. You know, it doesn't mean you have to have anxiety and do things in a really hasty manner or rush around or really just, you know, you always have to remember life and remember your soul and remember your center. And that is never so hectic and in a rush and under the gun. And because it's all, in the end, kind of an arbitrary expectation anyway. You know, you make a list to try to help you get things done, but, you know, you can tear up the list, or, you know, if you made a list, you don't need to be bound by it. It's, you're the boss, you're the master, you're the one who's creating these things to assist in you. So if you feel like you can't get it done, or you feel like you don't want to stress out about it, just keep it at an even pace and encourage that with each other so that you all deal with things in a mode of wellness and peace inside yourself. And then when these challenging moments do come up, you have already created enough space so that when they occur, you will be non-attached. See, again, there's the concept of non-attachment, of where it's a phenomenon. It's just something else. You know, when you get to a certain point in your meditation, whatever occurs, it's just something else. It's another phenomenon, up, down, round and around, high, low. Because that's one of the tricks that, in a meditation, the lows, it's easier to meditate and get distance from the lows because they provide a real contrast. You know, we went out there, saw the trailer smashed, we could get upset, or we could use it as a call to attention. But, you know, when things are going well, you know, there's a tendency to want to ride really high with that, which then leaves you for an inevitable fall. You know, you also have to remain not attached in the highs. You can experience it and love it and enjoy it fully, but know that that too shall pass. This too shall pass. All things must pass.
All things must pass.
As a good friend George Harrison put it all those years ago.
yuck,
for those Harrison fans out there. And, you know, George Harrison was really tuned into the Om. You know, especially his last album, if you check that out. It's a very spiritual album, very uplifting album. It's called Brainwashed. It's great tunes and, you know, very cool stuff. All kinds of great music that helps in the process. And a little bit later, we're going to only do about an hour tonight. And coming up at the hour, we're going to roll some of my tunes tonight. I thought it would be a good night to just kick back and play some of my tunes for you the second hour. And just so you know, I'm out here, and so we've safely arrived in California, and we're working hard in BBS Studios. Doug and I are already talking about building a nice recording studio and a place to do shows from, our studio room, and all kinds of ideas for organization and promotion, and it's just great times ahead. It's a great time to be alive, and I feel that it's the energies are just on the move, that things are going well, and they will be going well for more and more people who understand that life wants things to go well for you, that life is not against you, that it doesn't have to be a hardship. When we attain to a certain amount of strength and stamina in ourselves, when we get centered and lock our will into our awareness and stand by ourselves and engage life on our terms, then we truly are creating the life that we want to live. And that's empowerment. That is individuality. That's bringing what you have to bring to the world, which is the natural expression. You have to believe in yourself and in what you were meant to bring to this earth. Because let me tell you, whatever it is, it's going to be unique, your own special, your true soul gift, which you brought here to earth to bring to the contribution to the whole, is unique. Each soul is unique. So, and what that then follows is when you're discovering it, nobody else is going to be able to confirm your specific path. other people can encourage you to search for or to open up for or to give you hints on how to unravel it and come upon it and to encourage you to believe in yourself, as I said, and in the value of your own idea. You know, that's a very big point, is to value what you have to say enough to say it, because it's important. You know, you don't have to have a special degree or a special position, you know, to stand up and say what your soul has to say. And we all have something to say. And that's what we're doing here on the Creative Cosmos. Also demonstrating to you that very thing. Something to say. You know, it's not always going to be perfect. It's not always going to be whatever. But you got to keep saying it. And the message will get out there. You know, it'll make a difference. If you feel it, if it moves you, if this program does anything for you, hey, write into BBS Radio and let everybody know. You know, there are all kinds of people that can benefit from word of appreciation. And I love to read the emails that I get and the posts that come on the forums and to interact with people on the websites and on the show. It's been a great journey, and it's only going to get better.
Yeah, I was just thinking about the Dharma and is it the Sangha?
Oh yeah, the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha.
Sangha, the community?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was just thinking, you know, I mean, this is the community, but when I was, you know, on my journey, looking for a community, people to share what I was learning with, people to inspire me, people to help me and move me along the path. And I think BBS and Creative Cosmos, these are really excellent sanghas, communities, people there to help you and support you. You know, other people going on the journey you can make connections with, ask questions about, and just get some support, inspiration from.
Yeah, which really does help you to make that truth that is in your soul, make that potential actual. You know, it is much like a plant, a seed that then blossoms into a plant, which then flowers and becomes a beauty to behold. You know, that's what it feels like when you're doing what you love. That's what it looks like when you're doing what you love. There's a shine, there's a luster, and there's a magic. And this is being in tune with the beauty of life and the truth of existence. Beyond the realm of mental concepts, beyond the filters of our emotional pain, beyond even the reference points to this body and all bodies through past lives, there is humanity in principle. Imagine if you lived every life simultaneously. Male, female, every role, every situation, nobility to peasant, rich to poor, round and round, the human experience. You can truly tune into that singularity, that oneness of the human family, because that's where the Sangha leads. You have a supportive pocket of community that helps nurture that, and then it shares with the world. It's an open door, and more people will feel that vibration, that energy, and allow the light and love in their heart to awaken.
Very nice. You know, and I would encourage you, if you're out there and you have questions or you just need some support or would, you know, just, you know, shoot us an email. Let us know what you're up to, what you're doing. I've gotten, you know, quite a few. I do the Creative Cosmos newsletter, so I get quite a few emails from people subscribing and just, you know, giving a shout out. Hey, I'm so-and-so from such
and such place. It's always nice to hear.
This is what I'm working on, and hey, I'm interested in hearing, you know, hearing what's going on. And
yeah, I love to make those connections.
Let us know what you're up to. Yeah, because, I mean, that's what we're here for, to be a community and to share what we have to offer, and you share what you have to offer, and you know, go from there.
Yeah, and we're always on the job. At least I'm always on the job, no matter what time.
So I'm going to give you some information here. So, because we, with the move, you know, Chris has an email change, so we just want to make sure we get this out there. So the email address you can reach Chris at is cmores@creativecosmos.org. And if you wanted to reach me, amy@creativecosmos.org. So let me say that again. Chris is cmores@creativecosmos.org, and I am amy@creativecosmos.org.
Yeah, and you want to use that email, because if you try to email my old one, it'll just bounce back. The one we have didn't have any kind of a grace period or anything, so it just ended. So write us at the new emails, and we'll put it up at the site, and you can always find out everything you need to know at creativecosmos.org. And we look forward to the days ahead and the new show times and the new guests. And
what guests do you have coming up?
Well, I talked with Indian in the Machine, a good friend from who we hear his music on BBS Radio. He's going to come up
nice. In
a while. And we have an interview with Sandy Andrew coming up, I hope. He's an author. We had some time switches, so I hope everyone can stick around. And, a lot of good things. Just check out the site, and you'll see who's coming up. And we'll continue to update with the new format. And onward and upward.
Onward and upward.
So, yeah, I think we're going to leave it here tonight. As I said, we're going to play a bunch of my tunes and just know that we're safe and sound, and Creative Cosmos and BBS Radio are truly home. So, have a good night, everybody. It's wonderful to be here, wonderful to be in California, and thanks for joining us tonight, Amy.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, good night, everybody.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.